Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
All right, Freak, thanks for being here. Make sure you share and rate and follow the pod and share this episode. You can find Ramona Holloway on our socials. Matt Harris on socials. Instagram, Charlotte's Morning Mix, and all the Mix 107.9 sites.
The Morning Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
On Mix 107.9. Ramona's Reality Room.
Telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
She's been gone for a bit. Took a little vacation.
Yes, I did.
Took a little COVID.
I
and
did it all.
She's back. Yeah, better than ever.
And I can add one more thing to my list. I am now an international smuggler.
Smuggler?
I am a smuggler.
What were you smuggling?
I smuggled some of my mother's ashes to Paris, France. You know, my mom, Wheezy, was a French teacher, French and Spanish and ESL. And I had always dreamed that we would go to Paris together. But we never made it physically together while she was alive.
Yeah.
So I needed to figure out how I could take her with me. So I decided, because you're really not supposed to just be willy-nilly taking people's remains places, or I'm sorry, funeral people, cremains.
How much did you take?
Well, I decided that I would take just a little container, like a little
lipstick container, like the size of a lipstick thing or something?
Yeah, I posted the video on my Facebook page, so you can see the size, and it's also on the Matt Ramona page, the size of what I smuggled. So I had it in my head. I'm going to smuggle. I'm going to use this particular container that I got from Dollar Tree so it doesn't look like weird or fancy. Like, I don't want anything to call attention to it. And I also bought some of the, it's the coal that you're supposed to use on your teeth. Okay?
Okay. Like, it's a black
charcoal.
Thing? Charcoal?
Like the
okay.
charcoal tooth stuff. Because I figured I would have that, and if anyone questioned what was in my vial, it's just, I mean, I thought this through.
Yeah, a little bit
because,
much.
Well, I'm a smuggler. You gotta think about these things.
Yeah.
You gotta think about these things. So, I'm all ready. I have gloves for the first time. I am opening up the gift bag.
Yeah, because yeah, like
from the funeral home,
like a Ziploc bag
that has
the
cremains in it. Like it's in like one of those reusable shopping bags, and then there's a box inside of there, and then there's something inside of there. I didn't even know what was in there because my mom died in 2021. The night before Paris, I decided I could. I'm all in.
Okay,
I'm smuggling. So I finally get around. You know, I've got my container. I've got my charcoal stuff for comparison to see, you know, I'm all ready to do my smuggling. And I open up the container and my African-American mom, her remains are white. And I was like, I went from being all up in my feelings like, okay, I am going to accept this moment and my mom and I are going to go to Paris together to, wait 1 minute.
What did you expect?
What in the bisquick is going on here? Like, what is this? So then I stop my process. I got to go to the internet. Like, what is this supposed to look like? Because in that moment, I realized that my only reference were ashes, cigarette ashes, campfire ashes, and also, you know, Ash Wednesday.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, Ash Wednesday, they're black. Yeah, but the other ones are white, like in a fire.
Well, they're grayish.
Yeah.
Mom wasn't gray.
Yeah.
It was like bisquick.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
Like sand.
So then, no, not gritty like that.
Not gritty, but you mean the color.
It was powdery. Yeah, it was powdery white.
Like flour.
And so I opened it up, and it was like, I was, you know, recording it, because, you know, this is really emotional. Yeah. And I opened it up, and I found myself saying, she's white.
Yeah.
What? I thought it would be black or gray at the most.
Death does not see color.
Now I gotta stop and do internet research because I know
it's her.
To know what the heck is going on. Why is my mom white?
Yeah.
You know my mom. She had some very strict racial things that were a part of her whole funeral process. if at the very end I have mixed her up with someone who is not chocolate, haunting for all of us. All of us.
Look at it this way. That's the ultimate in ashy.
Oh. And that was another thing. It was like...
Was that rude?
Yes, because you know... Not rude, because mom knows that she required, made me promise a million times, ask any friend or neighbor, Monty, who was the organist at my church, she had picked him out to be her funeral director because she thought he was black and he was also handsome, and she only wanted a black, handsome funeral director to lay her out. Monty was also a funeral director.
Right.
So, like, don't take me to, because remember, cousin Clayton took his father to that white funeral home and he looked ashy in the casket? Don't you dare do that to me. So now I'm like, oh Lord, no. She's ashy.
Ashy in the
urn. What's happening here? And when you ask the internet these questions, you get a lot of different creepy answers. And people were like, yeah, some of them are gray. Some of them are white. They're all white. Well, it depends on what they burn them in. It can be a cardboard box.
Lord.
It can be a wooden
box. Oh, so that's part of it.
Or
right.
It can be a wooden casket. That
never
came from one
that.
Person. Other people said, no, it all burns white.
The same. Yeah.
Well, then how do you explain the fact that this one woman said that she had white ashes and gray ashes?
Yeah.
She believes that it's because one of them was from her aunt who smoked a lot. No, man. So the internet is inconclusive at this point, other than to say it's usually mostly white.
Yeah, my experience, it has been white.
But there are a lot of people who've commented on my video saying, my dad was gray.
Well, you can add coloring if you'd like.
Well, some people suggested that at different funeral homes, they have, like, different seasonings, I guess.
Oh,
like,
sure.
They put a little of this in for the burn and other people.
That
so some
sense.
People, it's...
Makes sense.
I don't know.
It is the Morning Mix. Matt Harris, a friend. I want to know more about this trip to spread Wheezy, your mom's ashes, in Paris. You have them in your carry-on, I assume.
Yes, I put them in my carry-on so that I would not lose them. I put them not just in my carry-on, but, you know, I'm disguising it as a cosmetic type of product to get through security.
Oh, yeah, you're afraid.
So I put it in a makeup bag that I also got from Tom.
You overthink it, I think.
I'm smuggling. I don't. You think I'm a professional here? Like, I think I'm overthinking it with this whole smuggling thing. You need to overthink it.
Okay.
You're a smuggler.
Because you don't want him to throw it in the trash.
And I understand that there are rules about this for a reason. And I know that as a smuggler, I am going to have to suffer the consequences if I get caught. I knew from previous experiences with friends that you really are not supposed to carry people's remains across international lines.
You weren't willing to go as far as to put her up your butt or to put her in a bag, swallow it, and then
I'm not a drug smuggler, sir. And I don't think it's respectful to poop one's mom out.
Well,
once one gets to one's destination.
Well, they shot us out of a different hole.
Anyway, I am going through security at Charlotte Douglas. And you know how when you get there, you take your shoes off, you put everything on the conveyor.
Yep.
And the bags that they don't see a problem with go straight through.
Are you getting nervous?
And then the other bags get diverted to a place where you have to wait for a special screening.
Yours got
the bag that doesn't have Wheezy in it goes right through. The bag with my mom Wheezy in it, now it's in the special. You got to get checked.
Are you paranoid right now? Are you freaking
out?
I
am very paranoid and trying to act like I'm not paranoid. Like, I'm being very cheerful. I'm smiling at people. Have a good trip. I'm trying to act
like... Overcompensating.
Of course I...
Story of your life. Yes, I know that.
That's what I do.
I know. Overcompensation.
That's what I do.
Probably telling corny jokes.
Hello. I've never smuggled before. I don't have like
smuggler.
A thing. Like, how does
you cannot
one smuggle?
Call yourself a smuggler.
I am a smuggler.
Okay.
So then it finally gets to mine, and, you know, TSA woman, you know, she's had to do like three people before me. It's a very slow process. And so now it's my turn, and I see she looks like she's way over her day.
Oh, sure.
Like way over the day she's having.
That could go one of two ways.
And so I decide I'm going to go all in with personality.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I've heard her say, like, to the past three people in what sounded like three different languages, too big. Because the reason why their bags were flagged is that they had something in their bag
too many
that
ounces.
Was too many ounces. They had shampoo. They had hairspray. They had something. And so when it was my turn, I said, how many languages do you know how to say too big in? Mm. And she just laughed and said, too many.
Too big, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I think we're friends now.
Oh, geez.
I think we're friends now.
You're overdoing it.
So she's now taking out my makeup bag.
Ooh.
And she is grabbing one of those swab things.
Oh, yeah, like to see if it's like bomb residue or something.
So I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, this is it?
This is residue.
This is it?
This is residue.
They're going to test for human remains, and I'm out.
Test for human remains?
Like,
who tests for human remains?
Do you? It's security.
I know, but human
remains. It's security. I don't know. I assume they're testing for explosives, but do you know what I don't know? Whether or not they use explosives to make my mom turn into Bisquick.
Oh, like some sort of fire, like some sort of thing that might show up as.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm trying to keep this really weird smile on my face because now I think we're buddies.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, just, yep, it's okay. It's good. No problem here. And finally she said, all right, you're good. Have a nice trip.
Were your friends watching?
No, because they were
gone?
We all arrived at the airport at different times.
We were meeting
down at the gate.
Oh, so you would have been all by yourself.
Texting, hey, by the way, enjoy Paris. I'm going to jail.
Because
I tried to be a smuggler.
I don't think. Worst case, they just tell you to throw it out.
So I did take my mom's ashes with me. Only one mishap with them, and that is when I was in Versailles. I would take a little bit and sprinkle it into the cap of the container, and then kind of toss it places. Just a little tiny sprinkle. No more than salt. All over, everywhere.
Okay.
And at one point when I was in Versailles, I kind of overdid it, and there's too much in my cap, and when I went to try to toss it in a way that made it look like I wasn't doing anything weird.
Made it look more weird.
Yeah, and then it went all down the back of this guy's pants that were in front of me. And then I didn't want to say, like, excuse me, to his tour guide, because it was a tour group from Japan, and the tour guide was speaking, you know, talking about, like, excuse me, how does one say, I'm sorry, my dead mom is on your pants in Japanese?
You could have reached over and dusted his pants off.
I couldn't do that. I mean, there was nothing I could do. So he's just like, I hope you enjoy the trip.
Well, he's going to help spread her around.
Yep, that's what I said to myself when I was telling myself it's okay to not tell a person that you sprinkled a dead person on them.
And your mom would have loved to grab a guy's leg ride around for a while.
Okay.
A cougar in her. Yeah, you
really?
Probably loved it.
Really?
International flavor.
Really?
Yeah. Did you? So every time were you being like super like, like sneaky, you thought you were being super sneaky, which made it look probably weirder.
Well, my friends were like, have you sprinkled Wheezy? Lately? I managed to like get away from them and just like have my own little tick so they wouldn't see me. Because I didn't want them to call attention to it, because I have a friend who's a big time rule follower.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, oh my God. You know, she would totally rat me out. Like, are you sprinkling Wheezy in here?
In the restaurant?
Yeah.
It was all outside?
No.
Sometimes inside?
Yeah, there's, you know.
Places?
Maybe the Moulin Rouge, Itchy Gitchy Ya Ya Mama.
Did you put them on one of the chicks, like, you know?
One of the can-can dancers?
Yeah.
No. No. Absolutely
when
not.
When her leg was high up, you try to toss it in there? That would have been good. Yeah, no one would ever notice. Besides that, how was the trip?
It was everything I dreamed it would be.
The best, was there an overrated spot and an underrated spot?
For me, no. No. Underrated, I would say, is place called Sacré-Cœur. With Sacré-Cœur, yeah. Montmartre. It's a beautiful church on top of a hill that gives you amazing views of the city. We didn't hear much about it from, you know, watching YouTube videos and going to different sites, but people told us we should go. And when we went, it was amazing. We climbed to the top of the church tower and looked out over the city, and it was absolutely breathtaking.
Did you order a croissant?
I ordered croissant every single day.
You got to say it like that, and they appreciated it.
Croissant, s'il vous plaît, monsieur. I said it every day.
Every single day.
Croissant et café, s'il vous plaît.
You can see more of her trip and what she's up to on Ramona Holloway's socials. Of course, the Charlotte's Morning Mix socials and Matt Harris socials and Mix479.com. We're gone. See ya.
Always streaming live at Mix1079.com. The free Mix app and Charlotte's best mix on your radio. It's Mix 1079.